first interviews that Pink Floyd gave was in Canada on CBC. There are precious few recordings of Syd Barrett talking about those early days, and this is one of the few. Syd Barrett, Roger Waters, and Nick Mason on CBC.
In a frenetic haze of sound and sight, a new concept of music has begun to penetrate the senses of Britain's already hopped-up beat fans. Some call it free sound. Others prefer to include it in the psychedelic wave of isms already circulating around the Western Hemisphere. But this music, here and now, is that of the Pink Floyd, a group of four young musicians, a light man, and an array of equipment sadistically designed to shatter the strongest nerves. The Pink Floyd are new on the London scene. They've stupefied audiences at all-night raves, in church halls, at the Albert Hall, and on various tours in Britain. They've yet to make their debut on records. But perhaps the Pink Floyd themselves are most qualified to tell you what it's all about.
We didn't start out trying to get anything new, you know, it entirely happened. We originally started virtually as an R&B group.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just sort of let loose a bit and started hitting the guitar a bit harder and not worrying quite so much about the chords.
It stopped being sort of third-rate academic rock, you know, it started being sort of intuitive groove, really.
It's free form. In sort of terms of construction, it's almost like jazz where you start off with a riff. And then you improvise on this, except to some extent the improvisation.
Where it differs from jazz is that if you're improvising around a jazz number, if it's a 16-bar number, you stick to 16-bar choruses. You take 16-bar solos. Whereas with us, it starts and we may play three choruses of something that lasts for 17 and a half bars each chorus. And then it'll all start happening. And it'll stop happening when it stops happening, and it may be 423 bars later, or four.
And it's not like jazz music, because
we all want to be pop stars, we don't want to be jazz musicians.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we play for people to dance to. They don't seem to dance much now. But that's the initial idea. So we play loudly, and we're playing with electric guitars. So, we're utilising all the volume and all the effects you can get.
But now, in fact, we're trying to develop this by using the light.
Yes, of course.
But the thing about the jazz thing is that we don't have this great musician thing, you know. We don't really look upon ourselves as musicians as such, you know, period. Reading the dots, all that stuff.
How important is the visual aspect of the production?
Very, very important.
It's quite a revelation to have people operating something like lights while you're playing, as a direct stimulus to what you're playing. It's rather like audience reaction, except it's sort of on a higher level. You can respond to it, and then the lights will respond back.
There are various sorts of lights. There's simply flashing spotlights that are worked off as